Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
KGO 810.
Oh, hello, universe.
Now boarding first class, small children, and fat guys.
Each of these cards contains a detailed scenario of a possible apocalyptic event.
We are preparing to orbit the planet.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go.
The record-breaking Powerball jackpot continues to grow.
Could get close to $2 billion by Wednesday night.
Are you going to win?
Maybe.
If I win that baby, it's separate beds for me and my mom.
I just saw my psychic, and she said I was definitely going to win the lottery tonight.
I got 4 scratch-off lottery tickets.
Yay!
Go on, take the money and run.
If you like, you can have all my money and my leg.
Go on, take the money and run.
I'm losing money, and it's your dog's fault.
Go on, take the money and run.
Ka, and might I add, ching.
Go on.
I want to give you the money. I really do. I'm really rich.
I make $184 a year.
A large sum of money.
Not so fast, partner. You owe me some money.
And get the hell out of there.
Shut up and give me some money.
Oh, well, please. And as soon as it drops, the Powerballs, John Lubertini from the KGO Newsroom will bring it to you live. One of my favorite
things. Speaking of Powerballs.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, then. We're going to Drex you up tonight. Lisa Durden first coming up here, our Yaktivist, in just a few minutes. But, yes, and go ahead. You want to tell everybody about Dr. Paul?
Do I?
Yeah, we're going to be doozing it during the 8 o'clock hour.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, all things sex, about your past, sexual past, your relationships, your fetishes, how to kiss. I mean, it's all good.
It doesn't have to be so crazy. Yeah, but we were just saying, it might be nice to start like you would start in a relationship with kissing, maybe even hand-holding. We'll see. But because obviously in the brief conversation that you and I had, a lot of people out there are doing it wrong. So why not start there?
Right. So hot and heavy during the 8 o'clock hour. So if you'd like to join us, you can join us or ask your questions at KGORadio.com or on Facebook, KGO Radio. Or you can join us on Twitter at Generation GREX.
Yeah. So tweet your questions to us. Or if you want to try to be a little bit more sneaky and anonymous, I'm hoping the text system will be up shortly, but that number is 35253, and just use the keyword Drex in it, and you can ask your sex question for our sexpert, Dr. Paul, anonymously.
Right. Right after you win the $1.5 billion, which would be fun. You know, this is what I love so far about the whole Powerball and our Powerballs tonight on KGO. This sound. This is the sound of the cheapskate that's sitting beside me called Heather, as I call her Heathers, Leather Heather, who actually went out of her way to give me 4 damn quarters to make sure in case we win tonight in the office pool that I got my dollar, since she didn't have her.
Because he sported me a dollar to get into the pool yesterday.
Yeah, so she gives me 4 quarters.
Well, I don't know this guy well enough to know that you're not going to be like, you know what, you didn't pay me, I'm taking your half of our winnings.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the office pool.
So that
and
is
the
not
lawsuits.
Cheap. That is a like honest, and I own up to my stuff. And my God, didn't I bring you back a treat from Mexico?
Yes, you did.
I am
I love
not
you very
cheap.
Much. Mucho more. Yes, much love. All right. As I mentioned, so the Powerball and the Powerballs will drop coming up within the hour, and we will know. And one of my favorite things is you could have actually bought your way to being a billionaire. But you would have had to buy every single ticket. Would this be a good idea? No, actually, it's a very good idea if you had the manpower to do it. It would cost you around $584 million to buy every single combination, and you need a whole army of people to go buy all of those tickets around the clock to buy all 292 million. Yeah, everybody knows the odds now. I'm so sick of hearing it. My head's going to explode. But I love one of the things I love, and I heard it on Channel 7 before we came on, 85% of the combinations have been sold. So it looks like somebody's going to win. Yeah. Now, how crazy is it going to be if it rolls over? By the way, it's been rolling since November 7th. over $300 million today.
It's a long time.
Yeah, you know, but they but they did this on purpose a couple years ago. The numbers, it used to be, I don't know, 0 through 59. Then they added 10 more to make it to 69. And the Powerballs went from 26 to 35. So, you know, that's what it is. But I love, one of the greatest things is that is the tax. Who really wins in all of this? Well, it's the government. They get the tax money. Now, Kansas, of all places, Dorothy, has such big budget problems. They are desperately hoping somebody in Kansas wins because they're $10 million short of where they need to be. And their big plan to get out of trouble is hoping that somebody in the state of Kansas wins today. And that will give them more than enough because the state wins 5%.
That's so Kansas. That's so
redneck.
I know,
right? Isn't it? I love it.
It's just like me playing it going, well, you know, if I win, I can pay off my car and get out of trouble and, you know,
We don't know. Well, I guess we here in the Bay, you might know a lot of billionaires. I don't know. Have you ever? I don't know. Have you ever swiped right or left and found a billionaire?
I don't know how much that guy was worth. Million, billion.
But Mark Cuban has some advice. Well, first of all, you, of course, hire a tax attorney. Don't take the lump sum so you don't blow it all. Oh, come on, man. I disagree with that.
Lump sum and invest.
Right. If you weren't happy yesterday, winning won't make you happier tomorrow.
That's a lie. Who said that?
Mark Cuban.
That's such BS.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, said by somebody who doesn't hurt for money.
Well, he's a billionaire. Okay, but I like what he said on this one. But if you were happy yesterday, winning will make you very happy tomorrow. You know, enjoy a life where you don't have to worry about bills. So obviously. And then
he doesn't know anything.
He also said, tell all of your friends and family no when they ask for money. No exceptions.
Yeah, definitely.
Except if they were tight with you before. And by the way, no one, I like this what he said, no one needs $1 million for anything.
That's true.
Yeah. And also, winning the lottery doesn't make you a smart investor, so don't make investments. Just put the money in the bank and live comfortably forever. And, you know, I was thinking about this. Everybody says, well, will you keep your job or you not keep your job? And they did this survey where, but the really silly thing about this article that I read, they studied back through the 70s all the big lottery winners, and like 86% of the people kept their job, but they diminished their hours, obviously. But when I read the fine details, they were talking about the database where they got the information was so small because the smart people who win these big jackpots, they don't talk about it. So, you know, it wasn't really an accurate survey.
Okay.
I don't think so. So anyway, nonetheless, even though no one's won the Powerballs, we were talking about last night, 67 people have been made millionaires just this last drawing. So good luck. And you're in. I've got my four quarters.
Oh, man.
So we'll have to split it. 40 people here at KGO. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, there's 40 of us?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Why I'm not going to do the math 40. On that.
Okay, so speaking of Powerballs, Lisa Durden is next. So let's get to her. Here comes Honey Boo Boo's Sugar Bear admitting that he's, to June, that he's experimented with men, which will take us to sex with Dr. Paul during the 8 o'clock hour. And also Sean Penn, Charlie Sheen, Marriage Boot Camp, Jerry Hall, Rupert Murdoch, and more. I mean, wow.
It's a crazy, just, wacky crowd.
Yeah. And then we'll get to Dr. Garth Davis during the 9 o'clock hour with dry urinary versus being a proteinaholic. Are you one of these protein people? Because I know it's really weird. I know somebody right now that's doing Atkins, and they're hardcore about it. Good idea, bad
that
idea.
That's so lame. I'm like, Atkins, that's so 70s.
Well, and there's,
but
the
it came
taco
back
diet
in the
now.
2000s. And, we'll talk to him about all the wacky diets.
Right.
But the new
cleanse.
Atkins is kind of the paleo thing, which I just don't even want. I hate that word came out of my mouth. I never want to hear it again, you know?
I forgot about that, so thank you for reminding me. All right, let's get to it. Lisa Durden and all things Yaktivist. We're going to go right to her. First, it is a look at traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center. Hope you have your ticket. Ready, Lee?
I do, and I do.
And you're going to keep doing the traffic, right?
And I don't care what that guy says about no one needs $1 million. Well, speak for yourself, pal.
Right on, yes.
Yeah. You know? But if you win, you're still going to be our traffic reporter, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Liar.
I will. I will.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
So let's take a look at the pros and cons of Obama's final State of the Union address. Here we go. Pro, last year, President Obama said the State of our Union is strong. Con, this year he said the State of our Union is not my problem anymore. I'm out here. I'm out here 5,000.
Eight.
Pro, he unveiled his six-part plan to pay off our national debt. Con, it's 14, 37, 28, 32, 52, Powerball, 9.
Powerball number. Buy more tickets.
Pro, Obama said that in the 2016 election, history will be made. Con will be the first time that anyone ever went black, then went back. First time for everything. Pro, watching on TV and thinking, damn, Obama's gotten old. Con, then seeing a picture of yourself from 8 years ago going, oh. Not that bad, I guess. That's pretty good. Pro, before the speech, Obama saw the good dinosaur. Con, a.k.a. Bernie Sanders. Is that what they call him now?
That's his nickname?
I didn't know that. It was a biopic.
I was not aware of that.
I have not seen the film. Pro, Obamacare. Con, now Obama don't care. Catchy slogan.
Yep.
And finally, pro, Obama ended his speech by saying, God bless America. Con, and if Trump wins, God help you. That's what he said.
God help us all. And that brings us to our activist. It's Lisa Durden time. Hi, Lisa. I said Powerballs, and I wasn't kidding. Yes. Do you have yours ready? I know you do.
Do I have what ready?
Well, you always
have your Powerballs.
That's what I was previewing you as. Yes.
Well, you know I do because I need to hit big. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
I love it. Right on. So I think, you know, we're not going to stick to the State of the Union, but obviously, you know, it was a go-to for us last night. And so what are your reactions?
Oh, my God. He was just dropping all kinds of wonderful nuggets. He was hitting them hard about being un-American when you're talking negatively about Muslims and this country isn't so un-American because obviously – when you look at the millions of Muslims that are in the world and the one or two, maybe a thousand, but, you know, there's a handful of Muslims who are doing these things. But when you look at the whole population of Islam and Muslims around the world, there's millions of Muslims around the world who are doing nothing. So I thought that was really interesting that no matter how much he gets bashed for being a Muslim and he's a terrorist, and he gets all this kind of negative mail and press. He still stands by what he believes in. I'm liking that he's still interested in, you know, dealing with the voting, the voters' rights issues, and how they're trying to roll things back in such a way that, you know, we don't have fairness in how we allow folks to vote. That was very interesting. And he was funny, and he was being sarcastic, and I love when he dropped that little nugget about, you know, wait a minute, who found Bin Laden again? I mean, he was just right on.
And Al Qaeda, and we have no limits. Our reach has no limits. And today they were taking swipes at the president saying, oh, yes, well, but he didn't mention Iran and our sailors being detained, and they had to apologize. I mean, a big much ado about nothing, yes, no? 808-0810.
Well, you know, I feel like every president is going to be on the chopping block or they're going to be under a microscope. So it doesn't mean that along the way some of those criticisms are wrong or that the president doesn't make mistakes and make wrong moves. I do feel like there were some things in his you know, presidency in the two terms that he could have done better. But I feel like that about every president, even the ones I didn't vote for. So, you know, I'm not moved by that. That's called being human. But overall, I think he's been a phenomenal president. He's broken history in many ways. He's passed bills. Oh, I'm liking that he's not trying to let them roll back the Obamacare. He said no to that. They're trying to get rid of the Obamacare. Are they serious? And listen, I don't even have Obamacare because I don't qualify for Obamacare in such a way that it would work for me financially. It didn't work for me. So I'm openly saying that. I'm not going to sit there and agree with everything that happens in his presidency because I'm black and he's black. It didn't work for me because I'm single, I own a business, and I don't have children, and I'm not married. So it didn't work for me, dollars and cents. However, it did work for people who were indigent or people who had kids and they might only make $40,000 a year and they have about three or four kids and they're single or married. It worked very well for those individuals who were thrown off their parents' health care after they got out of college and they had to be reinstated until the age of 26. It did help for those people who have pre-existing conditions.
Amen. So it right there. I mean, for me, the pre-existing condition thing really is the big ball changer. The game changer. I come up with all over Powerballs. But you know, when I think of after what I went through with the health crisis this year on my own, that pre-existing condition thing, I would not be qualified if I were or not an employee to get any type of insurance. And I would be in the poorhouse. So I want to play the president when he was Obama jokes that Congress won't agree on health care.
I'm guessing we won't agree on health care anytime soon. But applause right there. Just a guess.
But at least it's there. It's a starting point. It's far from perfect. Yeah. Yes.
It's far from perfect. And
I agree with you.
Look, the point of it is, if he wasn't getting so much resistance, we wouldn't have that. We'd have universal health care.
Yeah.
He was pushing for universal health care.
But
he moved the needle to that point because he got so much resistance that they were damn sure not going to give him that or give us that. And so that health care bill is something that was not able to be achieved since what? I mean, in 40 years?
No, they've not been able to touch it. And you know what? I'm okay even if Trump wins if they make adjustments. I mean, you know,
as I said, they have to turn it the correct way.
Right, yes.
I mean, GOP's hand in it, I think, is what ruined it. And then they're always trying to complain about it and say how it doesn't work. And it's like, yeah, well, it's half a year problem. You agreed on this. Anyway, don't get me started.
Yes, trying to vote it down 98 times.
Well, no, not agree on that. They battled him to... You know, when you live a life and you go, okay, my plan A is this, my plan B is this, then when you get to your plan Z, you know, who wants to work their plan Z? That's not a good plan. So
right.
I think Obama tried to hold on to something, and it ended up a plan Z. And that's because of them, not him.
Okay, Lisa Durden, we're going to lighten things up. So I want to go to Sugar Bear and all of that Honey Boo Boo mess and Sweet Brown 2.0 and the Poppin' Lady. What is going on in this country? It's the viral sensation of today. And Taye Diggs and Charlie Sheen and Sean Penn, we're going to have some fun.
Jerry Hall, Janice Dickinson.
Yes. Rupert Murdoch.
Marrying money.
Hang on. Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, y'all. Yeah, we're in the deep woods here. This is Deliverance Tom on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. So, Lisa Durden joining us. Lisa?
She has a pretty mouth.
Yeah, pretty do. Pretty damn sure. Sugar Bear. By the way, yes, that's right. Former stars of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Sugar Bear cheated on Mama June with men. And apparently this all came to life in Marriage Boot Camp, the reality stars version. And here's a clip of that.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on? He tells me that he's went to the other side.
Just something I was curious about, experimenting with it, and it's over with and done with, and, you know, that's it on that. I mean, it won't ever happen again.
Bull. Kind of like validated where I was finding a guy's private parts in his phone and asking him.
Ain't been no private parts in my phone.
Okay. Lisa Durden, where do we go? I mean, so you're with your man and you find out that he's experimented with other men. Now, we have a sex expert coming out up on the top of the hour, Dr. Paul and Joannides, and I'll ask him, isn't just this typical everybody experiments, what's the big deal? But your take?
First of all, no. Everybody does an experiment. I have never been with a woman. I have never had sex with that woman.
There was, because we're going to go to Taye Diggs. I hope that we have time to do this because, you know, he was cuddling and he hired a professional snuggler.
Snuggling,
whatever. And then it turned into something else. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
that's just crazy.
Put the Honey Boo Boo thing to the side. First of all, this woman knows that this man is bisexual. They probably have had a relationship. When you have people who have a fluid sexuality, the lovers know, and they probably had threesomes and orgies and open marriages and open situations, but they think that as long as we both know, it's not the same as if you're doing it behind my back. She's not surprised the man has had men.
No, because they're not married. They're not, because they're not married.
Or whatever.
Yes.
They were living together, whatever.
Right.
I know that they broke up or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they were together enough that she considered it cheating, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not officially married, but they were living together, whatever, you know. But she's acting like she's shocked about the whole cheating with the man thing. You know, he went to the other side. Like, girl, you know already.
You knew, yeah. That's why you never put a ring on it or had him put the ring on you.
Not only did you know, you participated in those kinds of acts sexually, because when people are together, when they live together, or they're married, you know their sexual habits, and you are part of those sexual habits. So if he likes men, you've had two men and you, him and another man and you, all that kind of freaky debauchery has gone on. They're just not telling. Trust me.
Okay, so it's kind of trashy. And so it brings me to, is this Sweet Brown 2.0 with this woman? She's a poppin'. I mean, this is this the new viral video of 2016 so far? So is it the sequel to Sweet Brown's Ain't Nobody Got Time for That video? Her name is Michelle, is it Dubin or Dubine? Something like that. Does it matter? An apartment caught fire in Tulsa on Sunday night left 100 people without power and heat. Luckily, nobody was hurt, but one of the residents gave a great interview to one of the local news affiliates. Take a listen.
My friend came to the door. She said, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong is popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't going to be in no fire. Not today.
Oh, my God. So this is Shades of Antoine Dwadson. Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your lady, hide your wife from 2010.
How about the other one? Anybody got time for that? Anybody got time for that?
Yeah, she was great.
She was great. You know, I just think that people are very colorful, and now people have been colorful. This lady's been living for a long enough time where she's already been out there. But because we have social media, people have a phone, and, you know, things go viral. People throw up a camera, and then you're a superstar. So this lady's been saying these little sarcasms and these little things for her whole entire life, I'm sure. But I find it to be very hilarious. She's very clear. You understand what happened. She should be a reporter. It would be like, you know, the layperson's newscaster for the 5-year-old to understand.
Okay, so we were kicking around.
Not a bad
we were
idea.
Kicking this around today, and it was this shades of like, okay, so here's the local affiliate. I'm going to go all Antoine Dodson on this news crew, and I will be the next viral sensation. By the way, she has been invited to be on Maury's show next week.
What do you think about that, Lisa? These people go from completely anonymous to stars in a way.
It's the number one viral video today.
And I'm thinking that reporters interview a lot of people at the scene, but they always pick the one that's the most colorful, who says something like, not today.
Right.
Ain't nobody got time for that. You know, there was a time where, when I was growing up, whenever we heard about something crazy going on the news and we couldn't see the person until 11, I'm like, black folks would say, oh, Lord, please don't let that person be black. And then when 11 o'clock comes, whoop, thank God they weren't black. So I used to be that black person, but, you know, now I realize there are all kinds of folks. You have the Roseanne Barr kind of people in the white race. You have all kinds of people.
Yeah, Sugar Bear, and you got this.
You know, you got Sugar Bear. You got all kinds of people. So I can't look at this as, oh, my gosh, she's embarrassing. Because some white folks, please. But, you know, they're going to, especially in the media, they're going to always pick that piece of footage where the black person who is talking, you know, is usually sounding like they don't have an education.
Okay, good
but
stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
And okay, we just so wondered, this doesn't bother you?
Yeah, you know, that they're stereotyping.
When I was younger, yes, it would bother the hell out of me. But now I'm older, I'm like, Lisa, look, what people eat don't make you fat. So she's not going to be the poster child for every black person at the scene of a fire.
Yeah. And I mean, we put it next to Sugar Bear and Honey Boo Boo and June Mama, whatever, all these people.
Because I was thinking white trash and what's going on.
It seems to me that people are fascinated with, I don't know, the downtrodden, shall we say? Or
people are fascinated with, you know, what they call shenanigans. People love that kind of like regular thing, you know. They act like they don't, but this is what reality TV is about. So now reality TV, think about it, has gone wrong. Reality TV is now in our news. Reality TV is now in our scripted stuff. Reality TV is in reality. Reality TV is taking over everything. Nobody really wants, you know, the Beaver Cleaver thing anymore. They want the Roger Grimsby kind of, you know, reporter. I mean, look at how our reporters look. Do they look professional? They look half naked half the time.
Well, that's what's fun about the Drex Radio Show. I mean, we try to keep it light at night. We try to chill out. So I want to ask you about Tay Diggs, and we'll get to Jerry Hall and Charlie Sheen and all of that good stuff after the break.
God.
And a professional snuggler, but he wanted more than snuggling. Oh, please. That's coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. But first, a look at traffic. The Powerball's on the way. About 15 minutes, we'll have it here live.
And then we'll be gone.
No, we won't. Well, unless the Powerball number is 12, 20, 26, 21, or 17.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 18.
Our favorite activist, it's Lisa Durden, is our guest, and we're talking a lot of things pop culture. So remind me again exactly what Tay Diggs is famous for.
Well,
Stella
Tay
got her groove
Diggs,
back.
How Stella got her groove back. He did Private Practice on ABC. That's a Shonda Rhimes special. She created the show. And he's done, a bunch of movies.
Broadway musicals, Rent. I know that.
He's Black Hollywood. He started out writing Rent. He began in theater, and then he got his big break in the movie How Stella Got a Groove Back, and then he did some more film and television. So he's pretty much Black Hollywood.
Right on. Okay, so here's the deal. So Tay Diggs hired a professional snuggler, but he wanted to do more than snuggle. So this woman is having a snit. Take a listen to this.
Tay and I met in a restaurant called Un Deux Trois next to the theater that he was performing in Hedwig and the Angry Inch on Broadway this past September. We met when my very assertive friend asked him if we could take pictures. And that same very assertive friend blurted out, as Tay was leaving, "She's a professional snuggler." He texted me and said, "Hey, this is Hedwig. Are you available for snuggling? Had a long night, can't get to sleep. No judgment and discretion is a must." So he explains pretty much as soon as I'm in there that he is on Molly. And he said, "Well, actually, I didn't bring you here for your service, to clarify. I thought you would want to have sex with me." I told him, like, "This is totally a dream come true offer. You are my be-all, end-all celebrity crush. And even though you're standing in front of me, I've had very few sexual experiences, and they've been mostly bad. So even though, in theory, I'd love to, I don't think it's a good idea." In addition to, like, a lot of conversation and some kissing, we did do some other things. I did not have sex with him, but we were intimate in other ways. To make that clear, he's texting me about being nasty, and then several hours later, films something for national television talking about his girlfriend. You have to tell the person. Even if they're in an open relationship, I need to know that you're in a relationship, because that's against my morals.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Okay, can we just back up a second? What the hell is a professional snuggler?
Hey, that's what I'm thinking. Yes,
She said that like it was normal.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, have we not cracked down on prostitution yet?
Have we found another way
to sell sex? You're a professional snuggler. You were kissing.
That's code for, yes, that's two Benjamins at least.
Okay,
yeah.
And you exposed that he's your celebrity crush, and you did some other things, but not sex. Okay, are you related to Bill Clinton?
Really?
Oh my goodness. I'm
like,
just
first, and then wait a minute. If he has a girlfriend and he's purchasing a snuggler, he doesn't divulge she has a girlfriend. You are for sale, honey. What
yeah.
are you talking about? What are you in a relationship? Like, what was she about?
Right.
Child, please.
Yes. Is she going to be hiring? Is she going to be filing her tax forms? I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Professional snuggler.
And, you know, it's not. Oh, and wait a minute. The professional snugglers, they do overnights too, you know. We can
spend
the night.
Yeah, that's about $500. Look, you can't,
okay,
and
like
we'll get to this with our sexpert coming up here, but you know, you snuggle with a man, kaboom. I mean, you don't do it. anybody of the same sex or opposite sex, whatever turns you on, you snuggle, it's on. I think that's assumed,
listen,
isn't it?
You lay in my bed and snuggle, we're going to get some huggle.
Snuggle, huggle, yes.
You know, we're going to do some things. I'm not sitting here wasting my time snuggling with you. Get out of here. You better come in here naked. And we can snuggle together.
That's
I don't have time for that.
Yes. You've nailed it, Lisa Durden. Nobody has time for snuggling. Okay.
Yeah. Nobody got time for that.
That lasts about 10, 15 minutes. Right. And then out the door you go. All right. So let's go to Charlie Sheen. This is insane. So this is part two of Dr. Oz. And it got even weirder today. So he revealed that he was off his HIV meds for about a week.
Yeah.
And So this is unbelievable. He decided to trust a Mexican doctor and do the alternative treatments for HIV because the doctor pulled blood from Charlie's arm and injected it into himself, knowing that Charlie was HIV positive. Listen to this.
So when we spoke with him on the phone, he said something that startled me, something that I never thought I'd hear out of the mouth of a doctor. So take a listen.
I drew some blood from him, and I injected myself with it. And I said, Charlie, if I don't know what I'm doing, then we're both in trouble right now, aren't we?
It's pretty inappropriate.
Inappropriate and completely mind-blowing. I watched that happen, and he felt so confident of what he delivered that I was not, my blood would not be any risk to him.
So what did he do? Specifically, put a needle in you?
Yeah, I had a lump on my elbow. He pulled some out of that, and he stuck it in the top of his forearm.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, and then he said his numbers started to go back up, and so he's back on his HIV meds like he probably should be.
First of all, are you hearing me, people?
I am.
Okay. This whole Charlie Sheen winning and madness
and
that
Tiger Blood.
Before,
yep.
You know, Tiger Blood, you know, the goddesses, you know, none of this falls out of the barrel of insanity this man's been dealing with for the last 3 or 4 years. So does this sound any different than what he's been saying over the last 4 years? Are we, like, shocked that the man is doing something very stupid? And don't get me wrong. I know that alternative medicine is legitimate in a lot of people's eyes, and I don't think it's a bad thing that you have holistic physicians and doctors who believe in preventive medicine and all of that. And I, too, have tried doctors who were into preventative medicine, and they do holistic therapies. And the doctor you spoke to, Dr. Holder, he actually is a physician whose practice is mainly about prevention. However, you let me get something crazy and watch me get a prescription. I'm not the one. I believe Western medicine has a place in society. This man is just got a death wish. He is on some kind of track, and it's going nowhere fast. I don't know what this guy's doing, but it's apropos to what Charlie's been doing. It's nothing new. Were you shocked to hear he did this? I wasn't shocked to hear.
Well, I keep waiting for all of the other people who he had sex with to come out of the closet. I don't know where they're hiding. But I've got to wrap things up here, Lisa Durden, because we're going to the Powerball. But I so appreciate talking to you, and we will yak it up again next week. Can't wait. And good luck. I know you have your tickets.
And we promised to ask you, what's the freakiest thing you've ever done between the sheets?
Oh, I think I tossed a salad twice.
Oh, okay.
With the croutons.
And if you don't know, twice with the same guy.
Okay.
If you don't know what tossing salad is, just look it up, people, and don't call me back because I'm not making any more comments.
All right, let's go to the Powerballs.
You got an
We got an exclusive.
You got
Yay!
It.
Lisa Durden, and thank you very much. We'll be right back with the Powerball numbers and John Lippertini in the KGO newsroom.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.